RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka,
Ooka, Ooka Pekka. Yeah!
Good things happen when you keep Paul Cotter off the score sheet, and Sabres have extended their run to 6 straight wins and look for a 5th straight road win tonight, as they'll do the last game before the break in Ottawa.
That's where we are. We are.
That's
in Ottawa,
where we are, baby.
We are in the same location, but in different rooms, as we are doing the show from the road. But yes, a bit of a streaky Sabres. Look, before when we last talked on Friday, I was looking at this, and this is going to be 2 really big, important games, the Islanders and the Devils. You know, they're not in your division. They are in your conference. They're teams that have had some success. The Islanders now haven't lost a few in a row, but they had beaten Colorado, beaten Tampa. And you go in, and you get a couple of big wins. One was in a shootout, and then hanging on, right, with a 1-goal lead against the New Jersey Devils. So I thought this was the weekend you were hoping for to be able to set you up coming into Ottawa and on a 6-game win streak right now.
And the Senators, of course, on a 4-game streak, and they've been scoring more than most teams in that run. So tonight it'll be Alex Lyon. Last game it was Lukanen. Prior to that, Lyon winning in the shootout. When you think back to the weekend and how it began, like, what's your focal point? What's your wow moment? You know, what do you think of most?
Well, I'm going to go with the boring stuff. How comfortable I think this team is now playing with a lead or not getting overwhelmed in the third period. Yes, there is going to be some score effect. And I feel like the Devils had a few more chances than the Sabres in the third period, but the shots were still 7-7. It wasn't like it was 15-2 and you got overwhelmed like you did in Vancouver and Edmonton at the start of the streak. So learning to play in those tight games and being able to manage that. So that was a big thing. Second, for me, it was Josh Norris. Like, his impact in the game has been so good. And even when you don't know that he has an impact, like Zach Benson scoring a goal, that was a Josh Norris special from the Philly goal. He did the same thing. And I was getting on the plane Sunday night, and I said to Zach, I said, taking a page out of Josh's goal. And he goes, well, yeah, I was right there. And I saw it perfectly against the Flyers. So, yeah, you know what? That to me, Josh Norris' impact has been big. But there's definitely a little bit more of a mature side to the way they've been playing, which is important when you win games.
Norris on a line with Tuck and Austlin. I thought, talking with Norris on our post-game show the other night, I love it when, you know, things are very unprompted and it's just appreciation, which has happened quickly for Josh, of not only a veteran player in Tuck, but a young player in Austlin. Like, his words about Noah just to make it known what he feels and sees when playing with this kid, I thought really stood out. And then, of course, like you gifted me a shootout on Saturday and best Christmas gift I could ever get. And then, you know, Norris doubled down on my excitement by saying, yes. who doesn't love a shootout? And I was in my glory this weekend. It was quite something.
Well, yes. And you mentioned Noah Oslin and the way that he's been playing. I think Oslin's game is also helping like other players on the team realizing like, look at how this guy is playing and look at the details in his game. And one of them, I feel it's Jack Quinn. And we talked about the Benson goal, right? The 2-on-1 goal in New Jersey, the play that Jack Quinn made at his own blue line, strong on the stick, take the puck away, give it up the wall and then attack. Like that is something that Lindy Ruff has talked a lot about when it comes to Noah Oslin and saying that Oslin always seems to make the strong 1-on-1 play. The puck battles and everything. And now you have Jack Quinn making that play. And I think if you're Jack Quinn, you're looking around and you're saying, okay, so Oslin is getting more, you know, ice time and getting more of an opportunity. And you're getting, Roseanne was getting called up and playing. Well, he's on the fourth line, but, you know, and in and out of the lineup, but he's getting some good like press and some good results. And I better start doing these little things. And I felt like Jack Quinn has definitely shown in his game a little bit more of the details. And I think that that comes from Austin. That comes from Norris. That comes from others that are doing it right now.
Quinn's got 4 points in his last five and a shootout goal against the Islanders, which stabilized the shootout. And then it was won by Norris. I got to tell you, like there was, and maybe this is boring minutia, whatever. but it's just stuff that I appreciate. And I think we in general, just, you know, when you watch a lot of hockey, you want to see intelligent plays. There was a moment on Saturday against the Islanders where Oslin was one of the defensemen, essentially, right? He was covering for the point in the offensive zone and then, you know, very quickly retreated. So it's a fast break, odd man rush for the Islanders. And I was really fixated on, okay, what's Oslin going to do here? Because this is an odd man situation, and you always point out forwards know when it's a forward play, whatever. As the Islanders are getting close to the attacking blue line, Oslin just instinctively made a beeline to pressure the puck carrier, and then it all got negated. And then he's along the wall, like this is like 5 seconds later, he's along the wall, under pressure in his own zone, brief hesitation, middle of the ice outlet to Tuck, up the ice they go, scoring chance for Norris. And I'm like, did anybody see the defense that Oslin just played? Like, it's remarkable, his attention to detail and instincts that are everywhere on the ice.
Yeah, and that comes from being given the opportunity to play on the line and getting the good that comes with the learning, right? So you know that when you're making a good play and it results in a scoring chance or in a rush attack, like that's always great. And that sticks with you a little bit more. And that's why like it's hard for young players sometimes to be called up and play fourth line minutes on the fourth line, because you may make a really good defensive play, but it may not lead to anything. It may lead to a get the red line and dump it in and change. But with Oslin, with Norris and Tuck right now, when he makes a good play away from the puck or getting to the puck, it often leads to we're going on the attack. And I think that's the difference right here. And that's why he is standing out to me as one of those that's getting maybe a better opportunity, a better look with Norris and Tuck.
And if you remember, who was the most excited, seemingly, to have Oslin and Roseanne up here? It was the captain, Rasmus Dahlin. What can you say about what we saw from Dahlin this weekend, and of course, you know, larger sample size, his season to date?
Well, obviously he's getting goals now, which is great, because he was not getting the puck in the back of the net as often as he would like. He's almost a point a game, which is amazing. I mean, Dahlin could finish the season with 75, 80 points this year, the way that he's playing, but getting goals is important. And that goal against the Islanders going end to end, gifting Alex Lyon with his first assist in a Sabres uniform. Like, that was pretty good. Stop the puck behind the net, get out of the way, let Rasmus Dahlin pick it up and go end to end. But you're not only that, I feel like on the power play, especially Saturday. So he scores that power play goal.
Well, they didn't have any power plays on Sunday.
Yeah, they didn't. That was a very weird, like, kind of setup. But on Saturday, in the rest of the game, they had a couple of power plays where they were looking for that Josh Doan pass to Dahlin across the middle of the ice. And they could have scored two or three more power play goals. And Dahlin had some really good looks. And about him also from the middle of the ice. Now that Norris is on the right flank and Tage is on the left flank, teams don't really know. Who do we narrow on? Like, do we focus on Dahlin in the middle? Do we have to cheat off the flanks? Something's open. I think that he is going to score more and get even more opportunities to score, especially on the power play, because the dynamic has changed with Norris on the right flank there.
Well, I have a question that I could have never imagined asking.
Oh, boy.
Will Rasmus Dahlin finish the season with more points than Darren Radish?
That is, I was watching the highlights from last night, and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I get it that Victor Hedman is not there and other guys are stepping up. But we're talking about Darren Radish now. What has he got, 8 goals?
He is 1 point behind Dahlin. He has 27 points in 30 games. And Marty, I saw a note last night on TSN that let's just say it's ballpark, the last month.
Yeah.
Darren Radish is 7th in NHL scoring.
NHL scoring, yeah, I saw that too.
And it's McDavid, Dreisaitl, McKinnon, et cetera, and Darren Radish. It's like,
he does have a bomb, though. He has a bomb of a shot, and he's given the opportunity. His goal yesterday was right from the middle of the ice. Puck comes back to him, one-timer, but he has been unbelievable. Now, Dahlin will finish with more points than Darren Radish. I will bet the house on that one. I bet the farm or whatever you want to say. But he has been really good, which is interesting, but he's getting an opportunity. We talk about opportunities, right? Alex Lyon is getting an opportunity. He's going to start tonight, most likely. He was in the starter's net, net today. So he's getting an opportunity. He hadn't played forever. And then he got into a period against the Calgary Flames, got into 2 periods against the Edmonton Oilers, and got this streak going. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at getting the opportunity in the NHL is very important. Radish is getting it in Tampa. Lyon is getting it here. Auslan is getting it here. Krebs is getting an opportunity to play with Thompson and Doan. He got an empty net goal, his first goal of the year. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a lot of little things that have helped maintain the rhythm and the consistency up front. Like, getting an opportunity is huge. You know what, Duffer? And I wasn't going to bring it up, but while you were in Ottawa with some friends and whatnot, me, Razor, and Dan went to a pool hall, underground, like basement pool hall yesterday. I hadn't played pool in a while. I got an opportunity and I cleaned house. I kicked their butts all over the place. So getting an opportunity is huge.
please tell me that this underground pool hall was where you paid them back and had them have dinner.
No, but it was because it was way too cheap. Number one, it was so packed. There was probably like 20 pool tables and about 16 of them were occupied. Wow. It was packed. We're talking about a Monday afternoon at like 1 o'clock. Like,
unemployment is high here in Canada's capital.
And so we go in and Razor and Dan order a couple of Dan get a couple of NA's beers, and I got myself a nice tall Rickards Red. It was fantastic. And we played for like 2 hours, had a few beverages, non-alcoholic for them. I enjoyed myself. And it was $34 US, Canadian, not US, Canadian, at the end of 2 hours of billiards and plenty of liquid to go around, $34 Canadian. So no, I had to ended up buying some Italian good food after, yes.
Okay, so Senators tonight, Bruce Garriock of the Ottawa Sun is going to join us a little later in the show to discuss the matchup tonight that, as you said, should feature Alex Lyon in goal for Buffalo. We expect Greenway to come in for Roseanne, and obviously the rest of the forward lines expected to remain intact based on the fact that Buffalo has a league-best six-game winning streak on the go right now. Of course, last week was dominated not only by the wins, but by the change at the top as general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen took over. And what we've seen over this first week of him being in this position is change within the hockey department. And it's, you know, it's always expected when you have a move of this magnitude. What do you make of the associate general manager and the assistant general manager that have been brought in by Kekäläinen? Obviously, Mark Bergevin is a name incredibly familiar to all hockey fans, both as a player and a manager. And Josh Flynn was someone that Jarmo worked with in Columbus.
Yeah, I think to start with Josh Flynn, as soon as this hiring of Jarmo Kekäläinen had happened, many people that I was talking to were anticipating Flynn to be able to make the jump and come over to the Sabres side. Numbers, contracts, analytics, scouting. He has had a wide array of expertise in his time in Columbus and knowing the Jarmo really well. So you got to surround yourself with some people that you know and are comfortable with. And then you got to surround yourself with people that maybe think they can bring something different to the table. And Mark Bergevin, I think, brings that something different to the table. Bergevin is an outgoing type of colorful, you know, character. With Jarmo is a little bit more, you know, reserved and businesslike. But when you look at Mark Bergevin, the 9 years I think he was GM of the Montreal Canadiens, he has swung some big trades. You know, trading P.K. Subban to Nashville for Shea Weber, trading Max Pacioretty to Vegas and getting Nick Suzuki in return. Like, there was definitely some big swinging that happened in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, look, you got – Jarmo wasn't going to wait, wasn't going to say, oh, let's play out the year. Like, he wants to put his staff in place and really look forward to where – he wants this team and this organization to be, so that's great.
And, of course, Jarmo was with the Senators way back in the late 90s when all of this was, you know, happening for him and his burgeoning career in hockey departments. As it turned out, I mean, he's had a lot of significant roles over the course of his career, and he spoke to the media about these moves this morning.
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time. But have you ever worked with him at any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or under 18s or in the press boxes around the league. And I know he takes that part very seriously, so I would say he's a good fit.
So Jarmo there talking about the hirings, and I think a lot of people are paying close attention here as to everything that he's doing. Now, I wonder whether people are thinking, as we have our Sabres Live Twitter poll, whether Jarmo Kekäläinen has had a role in this hot hand here for Buffalo, winning six in a row. Marty, let's open it up and invite audience participation here at Sabres Live as to, you know, kind of who's been the hot hand during this six-game win streak.
I would, like, talking to producer Sam before the show, I said, we got to get something with hottest, because you don't want to, you know, when we talked about Roseanne's hotness on the broadcast the other day, I'm like, we got to revisit that. But who has been the hottest Sabres during the six-game win streak? It's easy. Tage, Josh Norris, Alex Lyon, or Jarmo Kekäläinen. Right now, Josh Norris is number one at 44%. Mm-hmm. You got Lyon, you got Tage, and Jarmo. Tage is only scored in almost every game. He last game he didn't score, so what? But He's number three on the list right now. And then Yarmo is right behind. Obviously, Yarmo came in and the streak was already at three. And it's not like he just comes in and changes things. But Josh Norris is leading the way with the poll, which, by the way, Duffer, leads me to a conversation we also had yesterday. This or that, who has played more games for the Ottawa Senators, Jarmo Kekäläinen or Rob Ray?
Jarmo.
It is Jarmo. Yes, you're right. Ooh. But it was not by a lot. I think Razors played 11 or something, and I don't know how many Jarmo played, but Jarmo did play more than Razor, because Razor was like, well, there's another guy that played more games than I did here in Ottawa.
The research needs to dive into the technical aspect here of who was more often a scratch in Ottawa, Kekäläinen or Ray, because I think Razor wins that one. So
yeah, 28 games for Jarmo with the Ottawa Senators. So yes, he's got almost more than double the amount of games that Razor played for Ottawa.
So this six-game winning streak has had an awful lot of contributors, and it has allowed us to sometimes lean on the expected, sometimes go off the board in our anytime goal scorers. If we were playing golf, I would have honors here. So yes. would you like me to go first because I'm on such a good run?
I'll get you first pick, wherever you want.
Okay. I don't like, as you know, taking the shorter odds, but I am going with Alex Tuck tonight.
Okay.
Now, part of this is that line is so consistently good. I expect all three of them to be around it a lot. And I think it's Tuck's turn, if you will, to take a little bit of the spotlight. But I'm also very intrigued, not that it matters, by Norris. And I would say, I think McLeod is often the low-hanging fruit for Buffalo against Ottawa. But who are you going with tonight? So, by the way, I was extremely excited when my streak continued on Sunday with the Josh Norris goal to get the game even at one.
Well, so you know what? Good gamblers will say that when you have a winning recipe and you lose a hand, you should probably double up and try to recover that hand, right? Because you have a winning recipe. And I went with Tage Thompson for almost the whole streak. And it stopped last game. But I am not going to follow the good gambler's book of gambling. And I am going to go with Josh Norris. I'm going to go off of you, Duffer, and what you did last game. Josh's first game back in Ottawa, where he hasn't, you know, faced and played here in Ottawa against his former team. And I think, again, that line, I believe, will get their opportunities. And I think Josh Norris is going to find the back of the net for a consecutive game. Although some would say that has been more of a streak because he did score the shootout game winner. But, you know, it doesn't count. It doesn't go on the goal record. So I'm going to say Josh Norris for a second game in a row will score.
Benson, of course, would be an interesting choice, too. When they met earlier this year, Buffalo won 8-4, and Benson had 4 assists in that game. But of late, he's been scoring more with 3 goals in the last 5. So we'll see.
Yeah. Darlene would be a good pick, too.
Who? Sorry, Darlene?
Darlene would be a good pick.
He was kind of like right there, but I really think Tuck is the guy tonight. Did you have time to look around the NHL last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
I really wish.
Vadar back. The Flyers beat the Vancouver Canucks, and that was not good.
I think you will love my... Is it dazzling? I don't know. It's hilarious. It's not disturbing because he wasn't hurt on the play, but the laugh, the embarrassment from Brendan Smith with Columbus last night. And you and I loved this a couple of years ago when David Riddick ran into the crossbar.
Oh,
this is incredible. Completely on his own, no one around him. And Brendan runs into the goalpost.
He's lucky the goal was dislodged and the referee blew the whistle because he ran right into the corner of the goalpost and the Kings player that got the puck almost got a great chance and somehow the referee decided to blow the whistle down because the net was knocked off of its mooring. But, dude, like the net is 4x6. It's got a big red piece of steel around and it doesn't move. Like when you get clotheslined by the net... That's what it felt like. It felt like the net reached Art with his arm and clotheslined him, right? So He's been around the game
so long. The look on his face was absolutely incredible. So
yeah, that is good. Seattle ended up beating Anaheim. Anaheim's in a little bit of a tailspin right now when you look at their last few games. It's not been good. And just so that people know, I mean, I get it. Sabres have won six in a row, but the Atlantic Division, it is about as tight as can be. Detroit's at 45. Buffalo's at 38 with two games in hand. They're 7 points back with two games in hand. Mm-hmm. First to seventh in the division. That's how tight it is. It's all Toronto's 35 points, and Toronto's in a bad place right now. They fired their assistant coach, Mark Savard, who is in charge of power play. But you have 10 points separating first and eighth in the division. And within 3 weeks, 2 weeks, it could go first to last, last to first. It's crazy.
Well, when this win streak began, or perhaps more accurately, on the heels of their last loss, which was in Calgary, the Sabres were 8 points out of a playoff spot.
Yes.
Now, basically 15 days later, they are 3 points out, and as you mentioned, still with games in hand on many of the teams that look, it was a big weekend. They beat the Islanders and the Devils, and we know that those two teams are sitting in wild card spots now. So,
yes.
Pretty
unfortunately, they gave the Islanders a point because they'd be 3 points behind them as well.
Yeah. Real quick, tempers flare within pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been struck by shrapnel from an angry, agitated player? Because last night, this was tough to watch. Vince Dunn got popped by Ross Johnston in Anaheim, was unsuspecting and was really, for about a minute, was quite stunned and shaken up.
Yep.
And I don't know whether he was just mad at the officials, mad that he got popped and nobody, you know, came to his defense, whatever. Eventually, when Dunn decided to go off the ice, he lost it, kicked the door, smashed the stick, threw the remnants of the stick in the direction of the trainer and Joey Decord, who somehow did not get hit by the butt end of this thrown stick. And then he proceeded, Dunn did, to throw stuff down the hallway. So, oh my goodness, what a moment there.
Duffer, one of my worst ever. And as a backup goalie, you get that a lot. Sticks, pucks, broken sticks, guys getting hit on the bench. But one of my worst shrapnel moment in my career sitting on a bench was here in Ottawa. I was sitting, minding my own business on the bench. It is early in the second period. A shot came in. Everybody on the bench ducked. I ducked. It went right over my head, hit the glass right beside me, between me and the fans. And it was one of those heavy panels of glass that when it shatters, it breaks in a million pieces. Not like a crack. So it went... And then a shower of glass came raining on top of me. I had it everywhere. I was cutting the top of my head. And so what did I do? I went to the locker room, got change, took a shower, washed off all the glass that was in my equipment everywhere. Mm-hmm. By the time I got dressed again, there was 5 minutes left in the third period. Like, why am I even getting dressed? Like, I should have just, but you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the worst shrapnel moment I've ever had to deal with. Full-on panel of glass shattered in a million pieces, showering over the top of my head.
Well, it will be a incredibly memorable, like that moment, Ryan Miller Catwalk for Charity event, which is coming up. And it's, of course, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. It's January 16th in Babeville. Fun, fashion-forward event. Great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 0506 teammates. Live set from the Strictly Hip. Open bar and more. Visit sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. We got Bruce Garriott coming up from the Ottawa Sun to set up tonight's Sens Sabres matchup. And, of course, it's the holiday time.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Greetings from the GM.
On behalf of the Buffalo Sabres organization, I'd like to wish everybody happy holidays. Huvayola.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Last game before the break. It happens for Buffalo tonight in Ottawa. And in keeping with the holiday spirit, we encourage you to not miss out on this. The Sabres Give 716 Holiday Raffle. Your chance at a guaranteed $71,600 jackpot. Plus second chance prizes. It's all presented by Northtown Automotive. And all proceeds are going to benefit local not-for-profits in Western New York. You can get your tickets now through December 27th at sabres.com/5050. He is the gift that has given and given and given to the hockey world over decades. Bruce Garriott from the Ottawa Sun. Hello, my friend. How are you? It's great to see you.
I've rattled a few chains over the times.
We all did, and that's why you're still one of our favorite, one of the best in the business. I'm kind of sad you didn't put the bow tie on for us, though. That's like a staple of your look.
Sorry, I just got in from the morning skate. It's been a day.
Oh, well, that's okay. Duffer and I did not make our way to the morning skate because we had to prep for this show. So let me ask you this. Obviously, Sabres have won 6, Ottawa's won 4, and one that player that has been returning for the Ottawa Senators and maybe has had some good and bad moments has been Brady Tkachuk. What has Tkachuk been doing over the last few games here to maybe put this team in a better place?
See, I think Marty, the original timeline on that injury was 6 to 8 weeks, and he came back right at the 6-week mark. And I think he struggled with that. And I think that early on, he couldn't be the physical force that he usually is. And I think now, guys, that he's back to being that physical force, I think that has really helped him. You know, one of the things that Brady Tkachuk needs to be when he's at his best is engaged. And I think he's been very engaged in the last 3 or 4 games. And he's been a key factor for this team. And I think it's really interesting because, I mean, guys, this is the biggest game between Ottawa and Buffalo since the 2007 Stanley Cup Eastern Final, Game 5. It really is. If you look at it, both teams have gone through their shares of ups and downs since then. I know Buffalo did make the playoffs in 2011, but, you know, you've got two of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League here tonight.
Bruce, when you put it that way, and you're clearly, you know, looking at most recent results for Buffalo and Ottawa to magnify this moment here tonight, when you look at them in the context of the Atlantic Division, like, how close are either of these teams to being the best in the division? And or do you fully believe in anybody in this division right now? Because, like, Detroit's at the top, but I think if you canvass people, nobody's going to say they're going to run away with the division. How do you view all of it?
Well, it's kind of funny, guys, because I was looking at it thinking, is Detroit, I said this to Paul McClain the other day, I said, is Detroit really that good? And he said, they've got a good coach. And I guess, you know, that he has certainly made a difference for them. I look at the, I wonder if the Montreal Canadiens and the Ottawa Senators and Tampa Bay Lightning are as good as they look in the standings right now. One of the things I found interesting is, you know, are the Leafs really this bad? Well, I don't think they're this bad either.
I agree.
So it, to me, there's a lot of teams there that are kind of middling, but it'll be interesting to see if before the Olympic break, if the arms race takes place and teams in the East start to bulk up kind of the way the teams in the West where the Central did. I just wonder if some of these teams will now think, well, maybe we need to make some deals here to make something happen.
And the Florida Panthers, which were not looking so great about a month ago, they keep climbing up right now. So they're sitting at 40 points. They're probably the one team I would say, well, they'll get in. They'll be one of the constant. But everybody else, I think, is a difference. Okay, so we're getting, obviously, Josh Norris back in Ottawa against his former team, Dylan Cousins. But I want to start with Linus Ullmark. He is second last, according to Money Puck, in goals saved above expectation. I don't think he's been as bad as the numbers would show it, but what are you seeing out of Linus Ullmark that has made him have these numbers that are only Jordan Binnington is worse in that category?
I think, Marty, and you're the goalie expert, I think he's been as bad as the numbers show. I think he's come on this month. It's not so that he's bad. It's that he gives up bad goals at bad times. They came back from a 2-1 deficit against someone last week and won the game, but they won in spite of him. I think one of the things that we've started to see in this stretch where he's won four straight games is he's starting to get back to the groove that everybody expected. And early in the year, he was not good. And I think he made the mistake coming out of training camp saying that he wasn't happy with his first day. There was a game in Chicago on the back end of a back-to-back where he said that the team didn't play very mature in front of him. It wasn't the team not playing very mature in front of him. He couldn't stop a beach ball. So, you know, and I think that game may have been a little bit of a wake-up call for him. And his game has come around. Look, Linus Ullmark will, I've said it before, I'll say it again, this team will go as far as Linus Ullmark takes them. And they are finally getting the Linus Ullmark that Steve Staios gave. Look, you're not supposed to equate money to performance, but $8.25 million, he's being paid to be a top goaltender. The other thing is he's also playing a hell of a lot more than he did here last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never played more than 50 games in his career.
Yeah.
And I think tonight is 26.
Yeah.
Out of 38 or 35. Yeah.
It was always going to be the most intriguing number when Ullmark became a Senator was how many games is he going to play? And is it going to be 60 a year? And is he going to build upon his Vezina win in Boston? And obviously the jury is still out, but I'm a believer in Ullmark. So I think the Senators are in good shape with him.
And they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously Buffalo's, you know, been really blessed with excellent goaltending during their 6-game winning streak. But Bruce, I think our audience would probably really love to know from your position as someone who's, I don't know, you might be 4 decades into covering the NHL now, but you've known Jarmo Kekäläinen since the 90s. Like, what do you think and what would you say Buffalo has now in this new general manager?
Number one, They've got, and I think this is most important for a general manager, is they've got a tremendous eye for talent. When you know, Jarmo Kekäläinen left Ottawa, I think in 2006 or two, whatever year they hired John Muckler, that was his last year in Ottawa. But they did a tremendous job under him as director of scouting. I mean, he has an incredible eye for talent. He's a very smart hockey person. And to me, I think you've got someone who's, you know what you need? You need stability. And that's one of the things that Ottawa kind of lacked under the last group, right? There was no stability here. I think you're going to see the mood around the Buffalo Sabres completely change. And I think we've seen it on the ice with a guy like Jarmo Kekäläinen, because number one, he's a true professional. Number two, he has general manager experience. He's been in some good organizations. He's been with Ottawa, St. Louis, Columbus. He knows talent, and he's going to be, how do I put this? He'll know when it's time for the Sabres to go for it. And I think the biggest thing I can say is he's going to be reliable.
Yeah, reliable is something that you want, especially in that position as the, you know, the head of the hockey department, the general manager. We've been impressed with Jarmo, not just obviously with his track record, but, you know, even talking to the media this morning, his approach, yeah. His tone, the words that he uses, like he's been very impressive. Another one that's been impressive, and he's leading our poll right now. We asked Sabres fans at Sabres Live on X, who has been the hottest Sabre in that winning streak? And Josh Norris is leading the way. And it's going to be Josh Norris against Dylan Cousins. We know the trade that happened last year. Cousins is playing pretty well as also 11 goals this year. But what are the Ottawa Senators, what should we see from Dylan Cousins? And what did you remember the impact that Josh Norris had when healthy with the Sens?
Well, I can start with Cousins. I think one of the things he's done is he's had tremendous, he's worked tremendously with Drake Batherson. I think there's been cohesion there since the start. Yeah. I think that one of the things that needs to happen with Dylan Cousins, though, for this team to continue to have success is he needs to start scoring more at 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. I think he's only got two or three 5-on-5 goals since this season. So that's something that we have to see more of. Josh Norris, guys, has always been a good player. He has always... He's always been a top-end National Hockey League player, but he couldn't stay healthy. You know, mm-hmm. He had three shoulder surgeries. But if they can keep him healthy, he's going to be exactly what they want him to be. And I look at Josh Norris. He's going to be a difference maker most nights. I'm glad that he's come back and played the way he has, because he's a very good, impactful player. And I know when they made that trade with the San Jose Sharks to get him in the Carlson deal, one of the things that Trent Mann instructed Pierre Dorion and the scouting staff to do was make sure that they got Josh Norris as part of that deal.
Well, you started by talking about, you know, teams maybe wanting to load up in the Atlantic and make trades now to try to, you know, establish and pull away from certain teams in the division. What does Ottawa need, in your opinion, if they were to try to bulk up right now?
I think they'd like another forward, you know, a forward who can make an impact. I think they've kicked tires with all the teams that are trying to sell right now, including the Vancouver Canucks. I think they've been in on Kiefer Sherwood, Brian. I also think that sometimes you have to connect the dots, and Steve Staios was in Pittsburgh last weekend. I said this on my hit the other night, but he also, when Pittsburgh was in town, you rarely see Steve Staios in the press box. His box is just down from us, but he went in and had a long chat with Kyle Dubas and Jason Spezza. They're probably looking at guys like Rickard Rakell and Brian Rust, who have a couple of years left on their contract. Ottawa's in a window right now, guys. Drake Batherson and Brady Tkachuk are up in 2 years. And, mm-hmm. you know, like now's the time to go for it. And those two guys have 2 years left on their contract. I think they're probably looking at them. They also need some depth on defense. They have had a tough time keeping their defensemen healthy this year, and I really think they could use another blue liner.
So we are staying at the hotel in Canada yesterday. I miss downtown Ottawa. Yeah. I wanted to go downtown. Duffer did go, ventured out downtown. Are they going to build a new building at the Liberton Flats and all of it? Boo, you've been on that file for a while. I love the building here. I love the arena and everything, but I miss downtown Ottawa. What's happening there?
Well, what year is it? Oh, it's going to 2026. How long are you going to work, Marty?
Oh, okay. So
you got another 7 years in you?
Yeah, I got 70 years in me, whatever you need.
So I'm thinking opening night downtown will be 2032.
Okay, so we're talking six.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's
look, I do, look, I should, it's going to happen, but there are a lot of hoops to jump through. And not the least of which is, you know, they've got lobbyists working to help to get funding for the arena. It's going to be a while before there's shovels in the ground. This is a $1.2 billion project. That's what the new arena in Calgary is costing. And I think they'll probably put pen to paper on the actual sale of the land in the next 2 or 3 months here. They have to deal with the indigenous groups to figure out, how they can properly acknowledge the land. Mm-hmm. And I know that has been something that Mike Landlauer has said, they've got to get everybody into the same room to try and figure out. And then there's just working with all the levels of government. This is the interesting part about Ottawa. You've got the federal, provincial, and the municipality. And
absolutely,
they've got to meet with all three of those levels to figure out how this is all going to be paid for.
Bruce, great insight today. Happy holidays. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to this again soon.
See you tonight.
Great to talk to you guys. Take care, eh? Both die next time, I promise.
Bruce Carriock from the Ottawa Sun. And if you're looking for a great way to offer upscale entertaining to clients or colleagues, we're introducing the new First Class Pass for groups of 10 or more featuring Sabre game tickets, plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes. Visit sabres.com/pass to learn more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Today, we'll wrap Sabres Live on a game day.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Josh Norris continues to lead our Sabres Live poll. Who's been the hottest Sabre during the six-game win streak? Norris is in the lead right now, ahead of Lyon, ahead of Thompson, and a little bit ahead of Jarmo Kekäläinen. Jarmo's got an embedded coming out tomorrow from our Sabres content team. Yeah, we're looking forward to the Jarmo Kekäläinen embedded premiering tomorrow, December 24th. At noon on YouTube. So definitely check that out, as it's been an eventful week so far for the new Buffalo general manager. Every year is eventful when you have Teddy Bertos night. The Amerks, especially last year, when they didn't score until the shootout. But how about on Friday, on a night when they won in overtime, thanks to Isaac Rosén, Snoopy made a prolonged appearance at Blue Cross Snoopy. Arena.
He got stuck in the net. He flew his doghouse right into the net. If you guys watch the Snoopy specials back in the days, he loves to be the aviator. Well, he didn't get himself out of that one, and he got stuck. Don't know who went up there to remove Snoopy, but he was stuck pretty high.
Derek Roy, first career goal on this date in Ottawa back in 2003. So we love to acknowledge Roy-Z, your guy, one of your guys.
Yeah, a little backhand from the middle on Patty Laine, his first NHL goal. Funny enough, he got called up in 03-04. And stayed the rest of the season, then went back to Rochester for the 04-05 season.
Happy birthday, former Sabres Al Kotalik and Sean Morrison. No time for the Morrison spelling bee. We'll see you at 6:30 tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.